My brothers and sisters, for many of us who are city dwellers, especially as Americans, our interactions with animals are very limited because for many of us, we would see animals for such a short time, or whenever we're younger, we would go to a petting zoo, and usually those animals that were selected for the petting zoo or interact with us for a short time tend to show a more mild or a more acceptable behaviors because we don't live to them, live with them day in and day out. And as a matter of fact, for many years I had a wrong perception of sheep. I thought they were gentle animal, they were docile, they were good or easy to handle at least. But as a matter of fact, they are far away from being docile, gentle, or easy to handle. They are very stubborn at times, and we are too. And that's why it's so important, my brothers and sisters, when we read the mass readings for this week, we need to know that first, we are sheep of his flock. And even though we are sheep of the flock of the good shepherd, we understand that sometimes we don't like other sheep. And sometimes we don't like to listen to the good shepherd. And sometimes we like to do things our way, to stray away or to butt head with one another, or to think that somehow we're better than others. And it's very hard for the good shepherd to see all of that, but yet still love us. My brothers and sisters, the love of Christ is a real love, a love that is genuine, a love that is real, a love that that is personal and intimate, because he loves each and every one of us as if we are the only ones to love. Again, think about this. Jesus Christ loves each and every one of us as if we are the only one to love. Yes, he loved me in a very personal, intimate, and in a very unique way, just that he loved you. He loved each and every one of us because he knows us by name. And so to recognize that even though we might struggle to understand life or to truly follow him or to comprehend or to understand his will for us, we have to love him back in return. And that love for the good shepherd also make us have the ability to embrace the creative tensions and the things that exist among ourselves as sheep of the same flock. So many times, my brothers and sisters, I hear people telling me I'm no longer a Catholic because of this or that, because I've been hurt by a decision, because I've been hurt by a person, because I've been hurt by a priest, because I've been hurt by other people. Yes, we will hurt each other even with our best intention because we're all human, we're all frail, we're all weak, and we all will fail at times. That's why in the second reading today, St. Paul wrote to the Ephesians and he wrote to us that Christ is our peace. He who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh, abolishing the law with his commandments and legal claims, so that he might create in himself one new person in place of the two, thus establishing peace and might reconcile us with God. My brothers and sisters, Christ is our peace. He come to break down the dividing walls that we have with one another, the broken bridges that we have burned or have created to separate us from each other. My brothers and sisters, Christ is our peace. Christ is the one who unites each and every one of us, the one who draws nearer and nearer to him. Whatever is going on in your life right now, I want you to come to Christ Jesus. I want you to recognize that only in him can we find the reason to love our neighbor. Only in him do we find a reason to move forward. Only in him can we find the strength to say, Lord, all is well because I have you because I love you. Even when it gets very challenging to love my neighbor, to love the other sheep in your flock, to love those who have been put over me, to love those who are at this moment I don't want to be in my life. Lord, all is well because you are here with me. All is well because you are here with us. All is well because we belong to you. All is well, Lord, because you are our good shepherd and we are your sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd because he did not just choose us because we are perfect to be in his flock. He chose us in all of our brokenness, all of our limitation and shortcomings to be in this flock so that we can learn to live with one another and to follow him. So my question for you is this: are you following Christ? Are you loving Christ? And are you willing to love him above all the things that turn you and I against one another and doubt in his goodness? To be a follower is not something passive. Sometimes we're scared of being labeled as sheep. Sometimes people will call us, oh, look at those Catholics. Oh, look at those Christians. They are sheepish. They cannot think for themselves. No, my brothers and sisters, we are sheep not because we're stupid, not because we're arrogant, not because we're ignorant, but because we know who we are, because we hear his voice and we follow the good shepherd. We are not stupid. We are not ignorant. We are not following something blindly. We know our shepherd. We know him because we have a life of prayer. So no matter what's going on in your life, in my life right now, come to prayer. Never stop praying. Allow the good shepherd to call you and me and allow ourselves to be listening to the good shepherd. My brothers and sisters, Jesus has been sent to gather the sheep together, to call us together, not because we're perfect, not because our neighbors are perfect, but because we are his sheep. So, who are you listening to? So, how is your prayer life? So, how are you choosing to love your neighbor through personal, intimate, and loving acts of service? So, is everything going well for you? If not, come to the Good Shepherd. His heart would move pity for us. Pity for us. Because we are like sheep without a shepherd. Because we were lost in our own ways. The society will continue to be lost. We will continue to be lost until we follow the shepherd. Listen to him. Return back to him. And no matter what's going on, know that even though it might be trying and hard, and it seemed to be hard and challenging at times, all is well because we're not alone. All is well because he is with us. All is well because we are with him.